I had to move a little slower with what I wanted to say. I've been writing, and now it's not as easy for me to do my recordings because I'm in writing format. So a lot of what I want to say is literally in silence. And when I try to communicate it, articulate it out loud, it's different. And I can't really explain why. Maybe I should write it, but I don't want to write it right now. I just did a recording. And there was a lot that I said in the recording that I actually wanted to say, and it came out right. And then there was other things that I said that didn't come out right. So I'm going to re-record. When someone keeps hurting you and attacking you for no reason, there's usually a couple of reasons why they might be doing it. They see you as a threat. They're jealous, or they're trying to disempower you. And I recently started writing my manuscript, and I've come up with some more patent designs, intellectual property, things that I talked to my mother about, things that I talked about at Thanksgiving dinner, things like that. And on top of it, I have an illegal surgical implant in my body that was put there during a hysterectomy on May 12, 2015. And I get hurt a lot, and I've risen above all of it. And I think that there's some jealousy and animosity because I keep getting hurt. And the technology is one thing, but how it's used is another thing. And my manuscript pretty much articulates that. And I think the person who keeps hurting me is jealous. They want me to be the tell, but I'm the head of this technology because I've chosen not to see it the way that they have tried to use it on me. And I think they want to take credit for the advancement, the scientific explanations, the other ways or perspectives in which I have presented over 2,000 recordings since 2015 to 2021. They've been stealing my work, my words, my PhD paper submissions. I had to start printing out my PhD papers because I noticed a lot of them were missing. I had did recordings about that before, that they've been stealing my words for a really long time. And I believe that when I get hurt, the anger causes me to speak fast, maybe not use, you know, big words or educated words. You know, basically, I might sound ghetto. So it would be easy for someone to believe or not believe that I wrote some of the things I wrote. It would be easy for someone to take my words and make it their own. And they can say, you know, that ghetto black girl, that ghetto black woman, that angry, uneducated woman, she couldn't have possibly wrote that. And I did write it. I've been writing for a long time, and you've been stealing. The people that did this to me, that you've been stealing my words and putting it in movies and all kinds of things. You've been stealing my pain. I say you've been stealing my pain because my pain is what causes me to write and research what was done to me, and to use peer-reviewed scientific things or terms or terminology or analogies that is acceptable. It will allow someone to understand exactly what you did and how it's been used and how it could be used and how it shouldn't be used. So it's like I've approached it from so many different angles, and I literally know that you did not know. You did not know the people that did this to me, all the ways that this technology could be used. You've learned it from me. I'm being arrogant in saying that you have learned it from me. I've had this thing in my body since 2015. Tell me how many people had this in their body since 2015. And I can almost guarantee if you knew what this technology could do and all the ways it could be used in 2015, you would not have put it in me. I know that just based on the way that you've used it on me. So the way that you use it is limited. It's idiotic. It's terroristic. It's moronic. It's stupid. It's vile. But that's not the only way that this technology can be used. And I think you want to take credit for the vision. You want to take credit for what I learned on my own. I never had any training. No one sat me in a class and trained me on what's in my body. So when you think about that, all the things that I know and I've learned, I've never had any training. So where did I get it from? I've got it from real life, real time documentation and recording, evaluation, observation from having this thing in my body and walking around with it for as long as I have, for almost 7 years. There's no books on this. I'm starting to write my book, and I literally feel like that's why you're attacking me and hurting me. How do I know all that I know now if there's no books? There's no recordings. There's no nothing except what my recordings, my 2000 recordings from 2015 to 2021. There's no point reference for me. So how do I know all that I know? How did I learn all that I learned? Because it's in my body. You put this thing in my body during a hysterectomy, and you thought that I would be your slave, your terrorist, your whore, your property, your robot. But that's impossible for that to happen to me. I'm truly American and I am educated and I fucking know better. And you should have known better from doing this to me. You should have fucking known better doing this to me on U.S. soil as an American citizen. You should have fucking known better. I didn't need to fucking know better. I tried to do better after you did something to me that is fucking unconstitutional and illegal. Trying to power trip, trying to remote control a human to have full domination. Fuck you. You're not going to have full domination. You're not bringing slavery back. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. And that is it. And you're angry that I don't hate. I think that's another thing. I think you hurt me to remind me of the hate. You want me to hate. You like the division. I get that. The only person that I want to die is the person that attacked me. I don't want innocent people getting bombed and hurt for some stupid idiot moron with their fucking hand on their index finger on a button trying to disrupt the whole world for your idiot, stupid, evil, sick technology. It's not the technology, it's the way that it's being used. It's who has their hands on it. And I've always said that. I've always said that. And innocent people are dying because we have idiots, dummies, who might be white or black or Asian or Indian. They have a sick fucking mentality, one of power and control. They should not have access to this technology. They should not have access to my body. And I believe some of them are actually, believe it or not, educated with their noses up in the air, superior thinking, looking down on others, wanting to control others, wanting to be able to push the button on my pussy, wanting to be able to remote control my body. So I feel like maybe we might not need to look that low. Maybe we should look high up in some of these people on the radio, these professors, some of these sick motherfuckers with something in their house or their home that can remote control women's bodies. Maybe we looking in the wrong places. The broom needs to go across this fucking country to get rid of people that want to use technology this way and harm people this way. It's not the technology. It's the way it's being used. And I think that's why you keep attacking me. I think you're jealous that I don't see it your way. I think you want me to be the victim. I think you want me to scare the hell out of everyone. I'm not scaring the hell out of anyone anymore. We are headed in that direction. However, the broom needs to be swept across this country to get rid of people that want to use the technology in such a sick, disgusting, evil, fucked up, controlling way. That is not how this technology should be used. The technology is here to stay, but who uses it needs to go. If you don't use it the right way, if you don't do the right things with it, then you need to be swept from the fucking place of the earth. And that's self-defense. That's not terrorism. That's self-fucking defense. So my words are not ones of terrorism. My words are words of accountability and responsibility, ethics and morals. My words are to inform and to educate. My words are to document. My words are to deal with what is here to stay. The technology is here to stay, but our leaders need to start dealing with the technology and who uses it and who has access to it. You need to deal with that. I never volunteered. Remember that. You fucked up and put it in my fucking body without my consent. And the only way you having it, getting it back, is telling the truth and millions of dollars. The same millions of dollars you would pay to someone that slipped on a banana in the supermarket. You put something in my fucking body without my consent. And I've done a great job coping with it. And whoever attacked me yesterday, chronically attacked me the whole time I was here, you're just fucking jealous. And you like to get me frazzled and dazzled. You want me to get on my recorder and be angry and use ghetto language and cuss, because that way you can continue to steal my educated words, my written words that don't quite, I don't articulate myself that way on paper. You've been stealing my words since 2015. You've been watching everything I do. And I literally feel like that's why you poke. That's why you rape. That's why you do all twist. You do all these things, because when people hear what I say out loud, they're like, oh my gosh. You know, it's sometimes I'm not even proud of what I say out loud, but you know, just think of someone taking a remote control and applying it to your body and then doing the things that's being done to me. You never know what might come out your mouth. Right. But that's the way that they're using it. That's not the only way that this technology can be used. And they know that. See, they know that now. They didn't know that in 2015. They know it's much more powerful. It goes well beyond what they intended to use it for. And they want their shit back, or they want me to die, volunteer my body for research. Listen, life will deal with me on its own. It's dealing with me now, but I'm still going to go down fighting and telling the truth. I can't control everything. I couldn't even control the fact that doctor lied to me and told me I need a hysterectomy and used the hysterectomy as an excuse to put something in my body and test this fucked up science project. I can't even control that I had to follow the Constitution and I had to live according to the law, but the people that did this to me don't have to. You know, it's every day I wake up, the reality that I have in this country and listening to the leaders that lie, literally, they're all liars, that say no one's above the law. We need to follow the law. And I know every time I get attacked and hurt that there are people that are in our country that are not subject to the law and don't have to follow it. And they're not being held accountable and they don't have to abide by it. So that's a real hard, you know, an enlightenment, or I shouldn't even use the word enlightenment, but it's a hard pill to swallow knowing that. And I'm not a terrorist. You want me to hate? See, America and America's vision is more like an essence. It's more like something we strive towards. The people that make up that union can be good, moral, or immoral, or corrupt. So I'm not going to take someone's immoral, corrupt actions and decide that I'm going to hate my country. You know, it's kind of like being a Christian. I always talk about that. I always say if someone was to look at another Christian's walk, it might lead them straight to hell. You don't base your faith on Jesus Christ on the walk of other Christians because they're carnal. They're backsliders. If you was to base your faith or what you believe in or your faith in Jesus Christ on the Christian, the so-called Christian sitting next to you, if that was the basis of your belief, then they would lead you straight to hell. And I literally feel that way about America. I feel that what America could be, what America should be, is obviously what it's not. And the people that make up that union, a lot of them are carnal, backsliding, and let me replace those words, corrupt, immoral, disgusting motherfuckers. And a lot of them are in leadership and should not be. And they have not held anyone accountable for this technology. And that is why I speak up. And I think whoever keeps attacking me is mad about that. You're fucking jealous. You're jealous of my strength. You're jealous of my courage. You're jealous that I don't see it the way that you want me to see it. You keep trying to remind me how bad this technology is. You want me to feed the country your narrative of this technology. I never volunteered. I never signed up. I'm coping. You want me to be your pawn? You want me to be your victim for a cause? And I'm sorry, I see more than what what they've tried to use it for. And I think you're angry about that. I think you're angry that I don't just see it one way. I think you want to take credit for the other ways that I see it. And I think that's why you keep fucking hurting me. It's obvious.